So yesterday we left off basically with the problem. Places where we see it's out of Gimel in the days. It's Nachriach from the Gemara over there. That's the Gemara about the Raya was took a lunch break. So the Brisa says that then if a lion came and ate the sheep, so it depends. If there was a strong lion that he couldn't have stood up to anyway, so then he's potter. But if it's a lion that perhaps he could that a lion that he could have chased away, so then he's chay. We evaluate. So Abai thought it's talking about where he took a lunch break during lunch. So Abai brought from there a raya that the Shem Socher has to watch the sheep more than he could the Naftarian sheep. See, it's a pshia, even if he just took a lunch break. Everybody takes a lunch break, but for Shem Socher it's a pshia. So Abai said, and Abai brought a raya from this price, because it says in this price that if it's a lion that he could have chased away, then he's chayav. So why is it a pshia? Because he took a lunch break. It's either taking a lunch break is a pshia. So Rava said, no, the case is he took a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon. So you take a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon, that's a vada pshia. So Abai is back to him, so then why, if it's a great big lion that he couldn't have chased away, then the Bais said that you're potter, why you're potter? It's because of a pshia, aside from blindness. So Taisus asked, many other Rishonim ask, what's it any better, according to Abai, took a lunch break during lunch, but according to Abai, that's also a pshia. So it's also because of a pshia, aside from blindness. What's the difference, the size of the lion? The same kasha that Abai asked on Rabba, that it should be, what's the difference how big the lion is? It's closer to Bashiva Seifa Bainus. It's not only kasha and Rabba, it's a kasha and Abai too. So from here, Taisus Machriach, Taisus, other Yishayim, that you see, you only say closer to Bashiva Seifa Bainus Chayev by a Bashiva Gemur. Taking a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon, that's a Bashiva Gemur. Taking a lunch break by lunch, even according to Abai, that it's a Bashiva because it's a Machayev Hashem Asachar, but it's only a Bashiva on the level of Hashem Asachar. Meaning it's like Gzeilah Ba'aveidah. Shem HaSoch is chayef Gzeilah Ba'aveidah. He's supposed to watch it. It shouldn't even be stolen. That's a pshia gemur. Shem HaChidah is not chayef on such a level. Shem HaSoch needs a higher level of shmir. That's what the Gemara says. Kedinatri inch is not enough. That's Abai's whole title. A regular Shem HaChidah could watch Kedinatri inch. Shem HaSoch has to watch more than Natri inch. We're talking about a very rarefied kind of pshia. So that kind of pshia, it's not a pshia gemur. That doesn't have the din of Tekos of pshia v'saif v'bainus. It's mukach in the sugya itself. Shaila is, what's the svar for that? In the etz din of chosu b'shiv b'soif b'bayin eschayim. Why is chosu b'shiv b'soif b'bayin eschayim? So the Kvayu laid out two theories. What's the idea? Why is chosu b'shiv b'soif b'bayin eschayim? Theory number one is that an oinus that a case of Kosov Shiva Saifa Bainus, even though it looks like Saifa Bainus, but since it all comes from the Bshia, so the Oinus itself is considered to be a Bshia. Theory number two, says Rav Kager, is that no, not that the Oinus is considered to be a Bshia, the Oinus remains an Oinus. But for Yechayah for the Bshia itself is immediately Mechayah, the Shemer, in Hashavah. The Chayfet doesn't break, he'll give back the Chayfet itself. If the Chayfet breaks, he has to give something else. Like a ganav. A ganav is chayim and hashalah. Even if the chayfetz breaks, even if the gneiver breaks by oinus, he still has to pay for it. He's not paying for the oinus. He's paying for the original gneiver. The original gneiver is mechayiv and beheshiv is exhalah. So al derech zeh, maybe a pshia perhaps is mechayiv and hashalah. A pshia is mechayiv. But Kerig's lesson is the pshia itself is meshabat is nechosim. The minute the shayim is peshe, he's meshubat that he has to give back the chayfetz oihu oidomov. As long as the chayfetz is intact, fine, but if the chayfetz is missing, even by oinus, he has to pay back the money, not because he's chayav for the oinus, and not because the oinus is reckoned the pshia, but because the original pshia is meshabed the nechasim. Those are the two, Rabbi Kreger's two theories. These are the two basic theories in chosu b'shia v'soif v'bainus. So Rabbi Kreger says, about a rogu who says you need oinus, havo v'achmas pshia, he can't hold from the second theory. According to the second theory, that the pshia itself is meshabed the nechasim. So what difference does it make if the oinus is machmas pshia, not machmas pshia? Rav who says you need the oinus above machmas pshia must hold like the first theory, that the oinus is considered to, since the oinus came as a result of the pshia, the oinus itself is needed to pshia. So therefore you have to have an oinus above machmas pshia. On the other hand, Abai, who says that you don't, at least according to the Rifts reading of Abai holds that you don't need an oinus above machmas pshia. So then there's a malkum to say that the oin is not machmas abshir, so why should the oin be needing kapshir? The Adam would have had a heart attack anyway, so why should the oin be needing kapshir? Must be that Abaye held from the other theory, the second theory, that the pshir itself is mishapid nechosim. That's where the Kregel lays it out. So now the shayla is mimanushach. If the vart and chosim pshir v'sofa b'oin is. If the right nechosim b'shiv v'sayfer ba'ainis is that the pshiyah itself is meshabed nechosim, then I could understand, says Rabbi Kager, the difference between a pshiyah gemur and a pshiyah sheina gemur. A pshiyah gemur perhaps is meshabed nechosim, and a pshiyah sheina gemur is not meshabed nechosim. It's Hashem. But Hemeshev will explore this far a little bit better and understand it a little bit better. But Rabbi Kager says for Dov Poshut that he understands in the idea that the pshiyah itself is mechayev me. It may be only a pshiyah gemur is mechayev me, a pshiyah sheina gemur is not mechayev me. But on the other theory, that the idea of chilas of pshiyah of oynis is that the oynis, since it's a result of the pshiyah, is nidin kapshiyah. So what's the difference if it's a pshiyah gemur, pshiyah shenigin gemur? An oynis that's a result of a pshiyah gemur is nidin kapshiyah gemur. An oynis that's a result of a pshiyah mixish pshiyah would be nidin kimixish pshiyah. So it shouldn't make a difference. So therefore says Rabbi Kreger, so what's the pshat of here? Mimanashach. If the idea of chilas of pshiyah of oynis is that the pshiyah itself is machayev. So I understand the difference between a pshir gemur and a pshir sheni gemur, but then you shouldn't need the oynis abal machmas abshir. We hold like Rava, you need an oynis abal machmas abshir. On the other hand, if you hold that the idea of chos abshir of soif oynis is the oynis of dinin kapshir, so I understand why you need oynis abal machmas abshir. But what's the difference between pshir gemur and pshir sheni gemur? So how do you learn to come over there with the lunch break? Says Rabbi Kreger, lefi the riff, it's got a very geshmak. Lefi the riff, you could say in the chadami that gemur is a bai, because that gemur is a bai talking. Abai is the one who was asking a rabbi. Abai is the one who holds it that you can't take a lunch break even during lunch if you're a shem esachar. So it's Abai talking. So Abai l'shitosoi, going to the Rif's reading of Abai. Abai l'shitosoi holds you don't need an oynis abal machmas abshir. So Gavaldik, Abai himself, he holds that you don't need an oynis abal machmas abshir. That means he subscribes to the concept that the pshir itself is mishap in the chosim. So he could be mechalek between a pshir gemur and a pshir shein gemur. But the Rava and the halacha that we all like Rava. That you need dafka the oynis abal machmas abshir. Then you have to go with the other theory that the oynis is nidin kapshir. The oynis is nidin kapshir. Mali pshir gemur. Mali pshir sheina gemur. So therefore, Rabbi Kreger says that according to the Rif, we could say that this whole distinction between a pshir gemur and a pshir sheina gemur is only a libad abayi, and it's even though it's mukhah in the gemur, but it's mukhah from an abayi to the gemur, and it's only true a libad abayi, and it's not true a libad the rova. And with that, he's marviyach hakasher he has over there on the Rif. Of course, the problem is that's very nice in the Rif. Rabbi Kreger is saying it in the Rif. The Mice is not true in Tosis. Rabbi Kreger himself knows that it's not true in Tosis. Tosis holds that Abai also requires Oynis Abal Machmas Abshir. So Abai L'Chayru also has to subscribe to the other theory of Oynis Abal Machmas, of Chilos Abshir V'Soif Abayinis, that the Oynis in Dinik Abshir. And yet he's Mechalad between Abshir Gemur and Abshir Sheinah Gemur. Like as the other Rishonim say, this is Chilad between Abshir Gemur and Abshir Sheinah Gemur. And they're not talking in Abai, they're talking in Halacha, the Ramban there inside of Gimel. He says the same deal. That you need a pshiyah gemurah, and he says not only from that gemurah, but he brings a bunch of other gemurahs that he says are also mechiyach. They only say chilosu pshiyah v'soif v'bainis by a pshiyah gemurah, and those other gemurahs are not abai. Those other gemurahs are gemurahs all over the place. One of them happens to be rabbi even. So it's muchach in the Ramban that he had this distinction between pshiyah gemurah and pshiyah sheini gemurah, not only in abaye, but the aliyah b'dehilchas in rabbi. Like as we had the nimuk yosef and asugya by Caleb and a karv l'kaisel. So the Nebuk Yosef asked, it's chilosoi in the pshiyah of Karen, because the animal can jump straight down, it'll be Karen, so the pshiyah on the level of Karen. So why didn't he say it's chilosoi pshiyah v'soif v'ayinis tim mechayev chatzinezik? So he says, the pshiyah on the level of Karen, it's not a pshiyah gemur, you don't say chilosoi pshiyah v'soif v'ayinis chayev. So we have a whole bunch of rishonim who say this distinction between a pshiyah gemur and a pshiyah sheini gemur, and they're not saying it in Abai. They're saying it alibad evis, they're saying it alibad hilchasa, they're saying it l'kuli alma. So if that's the case, and svar needs a hezbah. How do they understand chilos b'shiyah v'soif v'bayis? You can't say chilos b'shiyah v'soif v'bayis works on the theory that the pshiyah itself is meshabed nechosim, because then you wouldn't need a oynis habo machmas pshiyah, right? I mean, that's self-evident. If the idea of chilos b'shiyah v'soif v'bayis is the pshiyah is mechayim me, once I'm pshiyah, I right away become chayim. Just I can give the chayim back if it's around, but if it's gone, then I have to pay for it. So then obviously it makes no difference if the oynis was machmas pshiyah, not machmas pshiyah, like by analogy to a god. So it's fine. So, but we hold you need a oynis abal machmas abshir. We hold like Rava, you need a oynis abal machmas abshir. So we can't go with that theory. We have to go with the other theory that Chalasa B'Shia B'Saifa B'Einus works, because the Einus is, since the Einus is the result of the B'Shia, so we look at the B'Shia, we look at the Einus itself as being a B'Shia. So Mali B'Shia Gemura, Mali B'Shia Sheina Gemura. That's the kasha that we left off with yesterday. I'm trying to decide which order to go in. Is there a Ramban I want to learn with you? And then there's a word. I think I'll say the word first, then we'll go back to Ramban. So there's a Gemara in Ksuvas. Start with the Gemara in Ksuvas. Gemara in Ksuvas, Lamadale on days. Zaki mentioned it yesterday. The Gemara is the following case. We're always talking about a case of Yimiyach Lemaviyam Parashul. Somebody was Shoyal Apara. It's an interesting Gemara. It's an important Gemara. So I'm just going to go through the Gemara itself, and then we'll see what we take out of it. The Gemara is the following case. Somebody borrowed a Parah, and he died. And now the Yoshim have the Parah. It's a borrowed Parah. The Yoshim of the Shoyal have the Parah, and the halacha is that the Yoshim are allowed to continue to use the Parah. When a person is Mashal the Parah, he's Mashal it with the understanding that all of the Nevi'is are going to use it. So even though the guy died, that's what Nevi'is explains, even though the guy died, the Nevi'is can continue to use the Parah because the original Shoyal included the usage of the Bnei Habayis. However, the Bnei Habayis, although they're allowed to use the Parah, they do not have Chiyuvei Shoyal. They never assumed chiyuvei sheila. A shoyl assumes chiyuvei sheila is chayv einsim. The yoshim are not chayv einsim. That's the background. The yoshim are allowed to continue to use the parah, but they don't have the chiyuvei einsim. So it's a nice setup. They're allowed to use the parah, but they don't have any chiyuvei einsim if the parah should drop dead. Because to be chayv einsim, you have to be makabel chiyuvei sheila. They were never makabel chiyuvei sheila. Their father was makabel chiyuvei sheila. But still, they can continue to use till the end of the term of the sheila. They're able to continue to use the par. So however, the Gemara is a shaila. What happens? That's in the case where the father died broke. The father didn't leave an estate. Just his borrowed part, that's it. So then it's a simple case. There's no, the father didn't leave any nechassim. Only the Yoshim have nechassim. The Yoshim didn't assume any chiyuvei sheila. They didn't assume any chiyuvei einsim. So the Yoshim are certainly not chayiv in einsim. However, what if the father left an estate? So the father borrowed a part. He also has money. He also has property. And the Yoshim now are using this para. And the para drops dead. So can you collect, can the mashu collect the value of the para out of the estate of the shayla? What's the shayla? So the Gemara explains, the shayla is, this has not so much to do with us right now, but just to have the background of the Gemara. The Gemara says, and it's also good to use that, the Gemara says the issue is, when is a shoyl mischayev in achrayis? When does the chiyuv achrayis, when a shoyl borrows something and it's nenas and he has to pay, because the chiyuv achrayis of a shoyl is absolute, he has to pay even for shayev, even for instance, when does that kick in? Is the pshat that the chiyuv she'elo kicks in, the chiyuv einsin kicks in when it's nenas. At which point, in this case, he's already dead, so can't have any chiyuv now. Or you say no, the minute he borrowed the paro, he was meschayev in that. He was meschayev in achrayes, meaning he took on himself a blanket obligation to give back the paro no matter what. Are you going dumb? Sort of like a ganav, right? If a ganav stole a paro and then he died, and then the ganav died, and now it's sitting by the yoshim, and then there was an estate, and we would certainly collect from the estate. The ganav, as soon as he stole the paro, his nechassim became a shubit to pay back the paro. So a shayla like that, that the minute you shayla the paro, your estate becomes meshubit to give back the paro. Oyhu oydama. Or do we say no? The chiyuv to pay for the paro only kicks in when the paro dies. By the time the paro died, the shayla was dead. So it's still a shayness in Rava. The Lishna Kamas of Rava says that the chiyuv shayla is mishas shayla, and therefore the estate is meshubit. And the Lishna Bas of Rava says that the chiyuv einsin only happens at the end. Then the Gemara adds a wrinkle, and the wrinkle is that the animal didn't just drop dead; the yoshim shechted it and ate it. So the Gemara says, Yoshim Shech didn't eat it. And there was an estate. Again, there was an estate. So of course, according to Lishna Kama Rava, there's nothing to talk about. Even if the animal had a heart attack, he would collect out of the estate, because the Shiva Nechasim was chal right away. So if the Yoshim Shech did it, it's not any better than if the animal had a heart attack. Either way, the father's Nechasim are Meshubit. So there's nothing even to discuss. But what about according to the other Lashon? What about according to the Lashon that the Chiyuv Einsin is Chal only when it dies? In that case, so Lechara, if the Chiyuv Einsin is only Chal when it dies, but this should also only be Chal when it dies. What's the difference? It died there. The Shechter, it should be the same thing. It should be the estate shouldn't be Mechuyim. But it's Mavur in the Gemara that in this case, you collect from the estate. In the case where the Yoshim shechted it, you for sure collect from the estate. And the Gemara doesn't explain why. So again, we paskin, most of Shana paskin, like the Lishna Basar Rava. The Chiyuv Sheila kicks in when the animal dies. So therefore, the halacha is, according to most of Shana, the Rambam is a different sheet, but most of Shana hold, that's the paskin in the Gemara, that the halacha is like the Lishna Basar, which means that if you borrow a para, somebody borrows a parah, Reuben borrows a Yaakov, whatever, we don't think that's the. Somebody borrows a parah, and somebody borrows a parah. He left an estate, he died, the Yoshim now have the parah drops dead, there's no chiyuv. Because the Yoshim never accepted chiyuv eshayla. And the father, even though he did accept chiyuv eshayla, but the chiyuv einsin only happens when the animal dies. By the time the animal dies, it's too late, the eshayla was dead. So there's no chiyuv. But in the case where the Yoshim shechted the parah, so it says in the Gemara that in that case, they do have to pay for the parah. And the Shai is, why do they have to pay for the parah? They're not chayav to pay as mazik, because that's also clear in the Gemara. As mazik, they don't have to pay. For example, if there was no estate, the Yoshim don't have to pay if they shechted the parah. For Hashem explained, the Yoshim explained, because they're anusim. The Yoshim had no way of knowing. The father died. He left the par in his backyard. The Yoshim had every right to think that it's the father's par. That's called the Oinus. Maybe it's even better than Oinus. Or Matz is even better than Oinus. If they would have asked the Rava Shali, he would have told them they're allowed to eat the par. But they found it. It's Becheskas, the person who's Rishus therein. So they had a right to eat the par. So the Yoshim are not chayev from their own money. The only Shai is about the estate. But it says in the Gemara that if there's an estate and the Yoshim ate the par, then you collect it out of the estate. So high might, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, how do we understand this? The Yoshim who ate the parah, it's not their fault. They don't have to pay out of their money, that's for sure. So Elamai have to collect out of the estate. Why do you have to collect out of the estate? The halacha is, according to Lishna Basra, that chiyuv eshayla only happen when the animal dies. So what's the difference if the animal died or the animal was shechted? So Tosis explains, this is a Tosis I sent this morning in the Maram, as a Maramah. Tais explains, and many other Rishonim explain the same way. Rashi says something else very cryptic, quite know what Rashi means, but Tais and most Rishonim say that the pshat is because in this case we look at the shechita as a result of the pshi of the father, because the father was pesheya by dying before and not telling his children that he has a borrowed parah. Father should have seen. A person has a borrowed parah. He should take into consideration that nobody lives forever, and he should have told his yashim that this parah is not mine. So therefore, if the parah just has a heart attack, so that's not a result of the father's pshia. So even if it was, it's but it's not only shabbat machmas pshia. And we're going in trouble over here. You need only shabbat machmas pshia. But if the father died and the yashim shechted the parah, so the yashim shechting the parah is a result of the father's pshia. So that's already called. I'm not even sure it's Chosu B'Shiv V'Soif V'Oinis Machmas Epshir. Maybe it's even Chosu B'Shiv V'Soif V'Shir. The father was Pesheya, and he didn't tell the Yoshim, and because he was Pesheya and he didn't tell the Yoshim, they went and they shechted. I don't even know if that's called Soif V'Oinis. But at worst, it's Chosu B'Shiv V'Soif V'Oinis Machmas Epshir. So either way, it's Chayim. So that's what the Rishonim explained. The Rishonim explained that the pshat over there is that since the father was Pesheya, by not telling the Yoshim, and since the father was Pesheya by not telling the Yoshim, so there was a Pesheya. And since there was a pshia, so mimela, because the father was pesheya before he died, so the pshia of the father is right away meshabed is nechasim, that later when the animal is shechted, as a result of his pshia, you collect that of the nechasim. That's what it says in this Gemara. So we need to understand what's going on over here. When the father was pesheya, before he died, the father died. So when the father was Pesheya by dying with him, not telling the Yoshim that this is his part, was he already chayiv to pay for the part? Was there an absolute chayiv? Was like a ganef? Did he become chayiv in paying back for the part? If the father was Pesheya, if that would be true, so then what would it matter if there was only this machmas of Shia, not machmas of Shia? If the father was already mischayiv by being Pesheya by dying without telling the Yoshim, and that's an absolute shia, and it's meshavet, it's nechassim, the way a ganav becomes chayav by the near act of neva. So what difference would it make how the parah died? Even if the parah had a heart attack, what would it matter? The father's estate was already mechuyev to give back the parah. But that's not true. If the parah has a heart attack, we don't collect from the estate. We only collect from the estate if the yoshim shechted the parah. Because we only collect from the estate if the death of the parah was a result of the shia. And I don't understand the manashach. You're telling me the pshia is not the mechayev. The pshia by itself is not mechayev. It's only later on, until the animal dies, you're not chayev. So if the pshia is not mechayev and the father wasn't chayev yet, so how is it nechassim meshubed? Very strange gemara. Right, again, let's just focus on the timeline of the case that we're concerned about. Father borrowed a parah. He died without telling the Yoshim that it's borrowed. That's a pshia, Rishon. So that's called a pshia. He left an estate. If the Yoshim, as a result of that pshia, shecht the animal and eat it, so we say, oh, the animal died as a result of the pshia, and even though the shoil is dead, it doesn't matter since he was pshia b'chat nechayim, so his nechosim became a shubid, and we can collect from the nechosim. But if the animal died as time of a heart attack, so even though the Bailim were Pesheya, the father was Pesheya, it doesn't matter. But the animal didn't die as a result of the Pesheya. So therefore, there's nobody to collect from because the father's Nechasim aren't Meshubed. He was Pesheya, but nothing came of it. Nothing came of his Pesheya. Nothing happened from his Pesheya. So the father's Nechasim aren't Meshubed. And if the father's Nechasim aren't Meshubed, then we can only collect from the kids. And the kids we can't collect from because they were never Meshayev in the previous Shayev. So I don't understand what's going on over here. What kind of Chiv exactly did the father have Meshayev? The Pesheya, you can't say the Pesheya was like a b'keg is a baya, you know, once you're pesheya, you have to give it back, who cares how it was nenas. That's not what's going on. Because then you would have to pay, then the chasim would be meshubed whether the animal had a heart attack or the animal was shechted. So that's not the case. But on the other hand, you can't say that the chiyuv only kicks in when the animal gets shechted, because by then the father's dead, so how can his chasim become meshubed after he's dead? So clearly, what you have to say in this Gemara is that the father's pshia is not mechayev him right away. You know, somebody's pesheya, shomer's pesheya, kind of like a ganav. He doesn't have a mechayev to pay right away. But it's the sibas achiyum. The pshia that the father did is the sibas achiyum, which is mechayev him later for anything that results from the pshia. And how's that mishach? But how are the nechosim mishubim? The chiyuv didn't happen until afterwards. So this is the chara raya to Yisoid. Rav Shimon says in many places, and many rayas to. I don't know if he brings this gemara as a raya, but this is Yisoid Rav Shimon has in many places. That sibas achiyuv is mishabed nechosim. To be mishabed nechosim, to have for the nechosim of the father to become mishubim, I don't need that the father was already chayev when he died. All I need was that the Sibas Achiyav was in place. Once the father died and the Sibas Achiyav had already happened, then the Nechosim become a Shubad to any Chiyav that then happens as a result of the Sibas Achiyav, which was Mechayim. So the Sibas Achiyav is the Pshia. The Pshia is the Maisa Mechayav. In other words, what's Mechayav to show to pay for a Pshia? By Einstein, we pass in what's Mechayiv to pay for the Pshia is the Einus itself. The Einus itself, when the Einus happens, that's Mechayiv to pay for the Einus. The Shela, that's the two Lashonis are over. One Lashon are over held, the Shela is already Mechayiv. But we pass like the Lashon Abbas are over. The Shela is not Mechayiv. I don't become Mechayiv till the actual death of the animal has a heart attack. The Shela is only Mechayiv when the animal has a heart attack. What's Mechayiv of the Shela? The animal's heart attack. Right, how's the animal's heart attack Mechayiv the Shela? Because that's the din. The shoyl is chayiv and oinsim. So the oinus is mechayiv the shoyl. That's Kabbalah's achrayus. That's what achrayus means. The shoyl is achrayus for oinsim. So the shoyl agreed that when the animal will have a heart attack, the heart attack will mechayiv him to pay the bayim. That's a heart attack. But a pshia, the pshia itself is a sibas achiyah. So if the father is pesheya in the animal, it was pesheya in the parah by not telling his kids that it's shoyl, and not foreseeing that they may wind up eating it. So that since the father is pesheya, so you already have the sibas achiyuv. Now that doesn't mean the father is chayiv. It's only the sibas achiyuv. We still have to see: is something going to happen as a result of that pshia? If nothing happens as a result of the pshia, the animal has a heart attack, nothing to do with the pshia. And the pshia was a sibas achiyuv, but nothing came of it. But if the animal gets shechted as a result of the pshia, then that's called that the pshia, the sibas achiyuv, in the end resulted in business. The father was pesheya mechayiv. That's a sibas achiyuv, and the sibas achiyuv, it turns out the yoshim shechted it because of the pshia. So that means that the pshia resulted in the animal's death. So since the sibas achiyuv was already there mechayim, it's already meshabed the nechos. That's you say sibas achiyuv meshabed the nechos. Rav Shimon brings the famous Rav Shimon's famous raya to this. You say, I think this gemara you see Rav Shimon's raya, and I don't know if I don't remember that Rav Shimon brings this raya. Could be he does. Rav Shimon says this in many places, but Rav Shimon's famous. Famous, right? At least it's famous because that's what I know. I think it's, this is the famous, right? That Rav Shimon's famous, right, for this Yisoid is from a Numuk Yosef in the next sugya, Isha Mishum Chitzu. There's a famous Numuk Yosef. The Numuk Yosef says that if somebody, the Numuk Yosef, very amazing Numuk Yosef, the Numuk Yosef says, we pass an Isha Mishum Chitzu, that's the next sugya. So if a person lights a fire and the fire goes, it's considered to be Odom HaMazik. If I light a fire and I burn down a haystack, it's not moment of mazik, it's odom mazik. It's isha mishum chitzu. So the Mekesef says, so one second, so if I light a fire Erev Shabbos and the fire continues to burn on Shabbos, so it's my maisa, she'd be called Mechal Shabbos. Every lady who lights to bench this licht, she should be Mechal Shabbos because the candles are burning on Shabbos and it's isha mishum chitzu. So the Mekesef says, yeah, isha mishum chitzu, it's called her maisa, but the whole maisa is finished at the Shbashas Adlok. So based on that, the Mekesef goes on and he says, somebody took a chiddush din, he said, if somebody was Zorah Chetz, or for that matter, he lights a fire, but let's say Zorah Chetz, a simple case, Zorah Chetz. And now the Chetz is flying through the air, and it Koresh Yiraim, and it tears some clothing. But he died before it hit the clothing. So in the case it says, his estate is high. Because the Shas Riko, that's the whole, everything is already in the Shas Riko. Says Rav Shimon, what's going on? He's chayiv at the Shas Riko. What if he shot a chetz, and before the chetz got to the shirayim, somebody pulled him away? So would he be chayiv? And then they got burnt up, let's say. Like, you know, obviously the clothing is still there, but let's say somebody pulled the clothing away, and then lightning hit the clothing and they burnt up. So why don't we say, well, he was already chayav for the clothing. Oh, hey, make the mayor. So far, not true. The shooting of the chayis doesn't make him chayav for the clothing until the clothing gets destroyed. So, and the clothing got destroyed after he was dead. So what's Prada in Rukh Yosef? Says in Rukh Yosef, here you see this idea. Shiva Sachiyu from Shabbat Nechosim. What Rukh Yosef is saying is that mitzad the Odom Hamazik, the whole Maisa Hezik was done by Shastri. And that's the Shiva Sachiyu. About it, the Poil of the Chiyu is only afterwards when the Shrine get torn. If the Shrine don't get torn, there can't be a Chiyu of Mazik. Can't have a Chiyu of Mazik if there's no Hezik. But the Shiva Sachiyu was the Maisa Hezrika, and the Maisa Hezrika is finished with the Shastri. You see this yourself. Shiva Sachiyu is Mashab Nechosim. So Derech say, you see in this Gemara, when a Shomer is Peshea, the Pshia is immediately the Sivas Achiyuv. Now it's only a Sivas Achiyuv for something that happens as a result of the Pshia. If the animal then has a heart attack, according to Abai, maybe it's different. Probably is different according to Abai. But according, at least, you know, in the Rif Sabai, the Rif Sabai is that you don't need Oynes Abba Machmas Pshia. Fine, that's a different world. But in the world of that we pass in the Rava's world, if the Pshia didn't result in any Oynes Machmas Pshia, just the animal had a heart attack afterwards, so then that Pshia was the Sivas Achiyuv without a Chiyuv. It's like being Zorak Chetz, but somebody pulled away the clothing. But if there is a death of the animal as a result of the Pshia, because the Yoshim shechted the animal because the father never told them that it's borrowed, so then it's called that the Sivas Achiyuv resulted in a Hezek. Then the Pshia itself, the Pshia resulted in a Hezek, then the Pshia itself is the Sivas Achiyuv, and the father's Nechassim become a Shubad right away. This is a very, very useful Gemara, because in this Gemara I see a few things. First of all, I see the Yisoid, that Pshia is a Sivas Achiyuv. Pshia by a Shomer is a Sivas Achiyuv. And it also sort of gives me a handle on what that means. You know, now we sort of have a way to understand, what does it mean when I say Pshia is a Sivas Achiyuv? You know, borrowing is also a Sivas Achiyuv. Going to the store and buying an arrow is also a Sivas Achiyuv. What's called a Sivas Achiyuv? Sivas Achiyuv means the thing that's Meshab and Nechassim. Pshia is Meshab and Nechassim. That I have to then pay for any bad thing that results from the Pshia. If the animal has a heart attack, I don't have to pay for it, because that's a bad thing, but it didn't result from the Pshia. The Pshia itself, I'm not yet Chayiv. I'm not Chayiv till the Pshia results in damage. But the Pshia itself is the Sivas Achiyuv for any damage that results from it, and that is immediately Meshabat in the Chosav. And there's another thing that I see from this Gemara, and that is that that's a unique quality of Pshia that Lamashal Ein Chiyuv Einsin doesn't have that. By a Shoyel, when a Shoyel is Chayiv in Einsin, I don't say, well, what was the Sivas Achiyuv? That he borrowed the animal and he was a Makabal Chiyuv Eishmira. So that should also be Meshabat in the Chosav. Well, maybe that's the Lishna Kamer Rava, but most Rishonim pass like the Lishna Basar Rava. You borrow it, the father borrows an animal, and later on the animal has a heart attack after he's dead. I don't say, well, the Sivas Achiyuv was when he borrowed the animal, he was in Kabbal Chiyuv Shmir, and therefore it should already be Meshab and Nechosim. I don't say that, because we passkin that the Sheila is not the Sivas Achiyuv. The Sheila is the Kabbalah Sachrayas. He's Makabal Achrayas. Kabbalah Sachrayas is not called the Sivas Achiyuv. Kabbalah Sachrayas means that I put myself into a matzah. Into an agreement that if there will be an oinus, by shows, chayav an oinus, and if there will be an oinus, then I'm going to have to make it good. But I don't look at the Kabbalah Sachrayas as a Sivas Achiyuv. And that's also going to be a very important distinction. Even though in Svar, maybe it's a little bit hard to understand. Why isn't that also the Sivas Achiyuv? Why isn't the Sheila also called the Sivas Achiyuv? After all, what makes me chayav for the oinus? The Sheila. So call that the Sivas Achiyuv. But I don't say that way. The Sivas Achiyuv, because the Sheila is not the Machayav. The Sheila is not, that's what you have to say, the Sheila is not the Mechayev. The Sheila is that I'm committing myself that the Oynus will be Mechayev. When the thing will die, so the death of the animal, since I was in Kabbalah, the cries for the animal, the death of the animal will be Mechayev. But Kozman, the animal doesn't die, the Oynus doesn't happen, there's not even a Sivas Achiyuv. And as you see, there's no Shiva Nechos. So in this Gemara, like I'm not making up these sorrows, the fair Shiva Gemara, this distinction. You borrow a para, and then there's an Oynus. So the borrowing of the power is not Meshabat in the Chosim. There's no Shiva in the Chosim until the animal actually dies. If you're Pesheya in an animal, the borrowed animal, then the Pshia itself is immediately is the Sivas Achiyuv. The Nafkamina is, I think, most of the fair, it's Shiva in the Chosim. If the father died, is the Nechosim Meshubat. If the father was already Pesheya, then the Nechosim became Meshubat. And if anything results as a result of the Pshia, then the Shia is a Sivas Achiv for anything that results. And this is the Nechasim Reading Meshuvah, because Sivas Achiv is Meshabit Nechasim, Reb Shimon's Yisai. But if the father just borrowed the power and then it died from an oinus, so I don't say there was a Kabbalah Sachayas. Kabbalah Sachayas is not a Sivas Achiv. Then there's no Sivas Achiv until the oinus actually happens. Or is it Gezach? Yeah.
Could his answer of Shach answered by the Rif was on two different Shiva?
Yeah, against Nezokan, you mean? Yeah. We'll come in a second. Yeah. So if that's the case, I thought that with this is already opened the door to say that maybe the way Tchilos of Hashir Vesayif of Oynus works is not because the Oynus is Nidin Kibshir. Because up to that we had two choices, two binary choices. We had a Sad. That the way to it, Chilos of Hashir Vesayif of Oynus works is that the Oynus itself, since it resulted from Hashir, the Oynus is Nidin Kibshir. Then we didn't understand the difference. What's the difference between Gemur and Bashir Shein anymore? Or we had the other extreme. What Rabbi Krager ascribes to Abaya, Libertarius. That the minute you Pesheya, you become a Chuyuv. So it doesn't matter if it's Nen or not, I'm already a Chuyuv, like a Ganav. The problem was it didn't leave us any room for holding that you need an Oynus of Machmas Abshir on the one hand, but same as the difference between the Pesheya Gemur and the Pesheya Shein Gemur on the other hand. Never need any wiggle room. But now, I think we have a wiggle room, because now we've discovered that there's a middle ground between saying the Pshia is mechayev me b'poil, that as soon as I'm Pshia, I have to give back the animal, who cares if it has a heart attack, but I'm already chayev like a ganav. And saying that, no, it's the oinus that's mechayev me, just the oinus in din k'pshia. We could say the Pshat is, Pshia is not mechayev me, but Pshia is the sibas achil. And the Pshia is already meshabed my nechosim, but it's only meshabed the nechosim, and it's only the sibas achil, for damage that results from the Pshia, that's Machmas HaPshia. Damage that doesn't result from the Pshia is not a Sibas HaChiyuv. So Melo, Yichilad Eloyim like this. That the way Tchilos HaPshia V'Soif HaBainus works is, like, sort of like Rabbi Kveger's theory of Abaye, but we're not going to say it quite as strong. Because in Abaye, Rabbi Kveger says, you're Pshia, you're already Chayiv, finished, you're Chayiv, end of story. Who cares if it's Nenes, who cares if it has a heart attack, you already became Chayiv. We're going in Rova, you need Oynes HaLam HaChem HaPshia. But what we could say is that the reason why that the way Tchilos of Pshia V'Soif HaBainus works is that the Pshia is the Sibas HaChiyuv. The Pshia is Mechayev Mi. It's not Mechayev Mi V'Poil. But the Pshia is already the Sibas HaChiyuv. It's a Siba to be Mechayev Mi for anything that results from the Pshia. So therefore, Tchilos of Pshia V'Soif HaBainus, you know why it's Chayev? The Oynes is Takin Oynes. But the Oynes resulted from the Pshia. The Pshia is Mechayev Mi. I have the Pshia is Mechayev Mi, so let it be Mechayev Mi even for any Shalei Machmas HaPshia. Okay, it says the Pshia is not the Chiyah B'Poyot. The Pshia is the Sibas HaChiyah. But the Sibas HaChiyah, the Pshia is Meshabed Mi, that I have to pay for anything that results from the Pshia. And that's the idea of Tchilos HaPshia V'Soif HaBainus. I mean, Mela, we could go a step further and we could say that that's only true by a Pshia Gemur, not by a Pshia Shein Gemur. Not going to explain it. Because what's the difference between Pshia Gemur and a Pshia Shein Gemur? A Pshia Gemur is a Pshia that even Hashem Rechinim is high. That's a Pshia, that's like the Gemara over there where the father died. That's a Pshia where the Pshia itself is a Siva Sachim. The Pshia is a reason to be high. Pshia She'en Gemur means a Pshia that Hashem Rechinim would not be high for. But Hashem Sachar is high for, like Zeyla Vaved. That's what Tosfos calls it. Pshia She'en Gemur like Zeyla Vaved. The Gemara calls the going and taking the lunch break and by lunch. The Gemara calls that a Pshia. And Tosfos, it doesn't mean it's a Pshia like by Yishayim Achinim. It means like a Pshia of Gneva Vaveda. Gneva Vaveda, the Chiyah that Hashem Esoch has for Gneva Vaveda, because he took on a higher level of Shmira. Like the Gemara would have said, that's what I'm paying you for, to take on a higher level of Shmira. We could say that that's not that the Pshia itself is the Mechayiv. If the Pshia was Mechayiv, even Yishayim Achinim. There the Chiyah is because of the Kabbalah's Chayas of the Shem. The Shomer, by undertaking a higher level of Shmir, was Mekabel Achrayus, that he's going to be Chayiv even for Gneva Vaveda. And that's very, very similar to the way Shoel is Mekabel Achrayus. Shoel is Mekabel Achrayus even for Oynus. And the Shomer Socha is Mekabel Achrayus even for, not for Oynus, but at least for Gneva Vaveda. That's not, like we saw by Shoel, that's not called, and Kabbalah Achrayus is not Meshab and Nechosim. Kabbalah Achrayus, you're not Chayiv until the Gneva Vaveda happens. No Shib and Nechosim. The Moshe, if the Shomer Socha would do a Shmira, din. What if a shemesh socher was peshei of shi'a she'ena gemura, and as a result, after he died, the animal was stolen? So I think the estate would not be mechuyev mishulim, because that would be like the gemara, but when the animal had a heart attack. That's not the kabbalas achray is not mishab in the chosim. The gemara that says that pshia is mishab in the chosim, that's when it's pshia gemura, because pshia gemura is a sibas achiyev. She is a mechayev. Very similar to Rabbi Kreger, but Rabbi Kreger said it in the abayit in his abayit terms. Rabbi Kreger said abayit's notion that pshia is mishab in the chosim. That's only a pshia gemura, not a pshia shein gemura. He's going in abayit, but it's not only a sibas achiyev. It's mamish achiyev v'poyel. That once you peshay, you have to pay it back no matter what. We're going in the lower level. But what's the havon of Kreger? What's the difference between Shia Gemurah and Shia Shein? That's, I think this is mamash what Kreger meant. Of Shia Gemurah, that's a Siba Mechayeves. So the Shia itself is Mechayevi. Shia Shein Gemurah, it's only a Kabbalah Sacharayis for Gneva Lavedim. Kabbalah Sacharayis, not Mechayev, like you see by this Gemurah. You know, if the animal has a heart attack, the father is already dead. There's no Chiyuv. Either the father was peshay, who cares? The father was peshay. But the animal had a heart attack. The oimus was soleim achmas abshir. So this is a new theory of tchalos abshir of soleim achmas. In between the two theories of Rabbi Kreger. Rabbi Kreger had one theory, tchalos abshir of soleim achmas, that the abshir itself makes me chayim. Now afterwards, I have to pay no matter what. Kreger says that's only an abayi, but you don't need oinus about machmas of shia. It doesn't help us. That's not a theory la aloha. That's an abayi theory. If you don't like the riffs of that, you have the riffs version of abayi. Then Rabbi Kreger has the other theory that if you need oinus about machmas of shia, the pshat is that the oinus itself is needed kibshia, like Klesha made a peris takaset and after. But now we could say in all these rishonim where machal is in the pshia gmur and the pshia shenim gmur that we could say it's a different theory. That the word of klesha pshia v'soifa ba'oinus is not because the pshia is machayavni. But because the pshia is a siba hamechayevus, it's meshabed my nechosim. Because even a siba hamechayevus is meshabed nechosim. But it's only meshabed my nechosim. It's only a siba hamechayevus for things that result from the pshia. So the meila tchilosa b'pshia, that's already mechayev me. It's a siba hamechayevus. It's mechayev me if anything happens as a result of my pshia. Pshia sheining mura, so the pshia not mechayev. So elamai, what's mechayev me? That I was mekabel acharayis for gneiva b'aveda. Fine, I was mekabel for acharayis for gneiva b'aveda. I wasn't mekabel acharayis for instance. Doesn't matter that it was chilos of b'shir v'soif v'bonis. Doesn't matter that it's only simple habo machmas of shir. My kabbalah zachrayis was for gneiva v'aveda. I wasn't mekabel achrayis for instance. So if I took a lunch break by lunch, so if it would be gneiva v'aveda afterwards, so fine for that. I was mekabel achrayis. I was peshay of shir she'ena gemura. I was mekabel achrayis for gneiva v'aveda. So I have to pay kabbalah. I was mekabel achrayis for gneiva v'aveda. But that's not what happened. I got eaten by a great big lion, and that's oinus. So for that, there's no for that I wasn't mekabel achrayis. I mean, there is even oinish loy machmas of shir, so it's anyway easier. But let's say even a case of oinish about machmas of shir. Tchilos of shir v'soifay v'oinish and b'shir she'ena gemura. Let's say in a case where it was machmas of shir. I don't know. We'll think of it. Some of this case, the guy was peshay b'shir she'ena gemura, and then it was nignav. And then it was nignav as machmas of shir. Yes, there are, but all these Rishonim are saying beferish that I'm not chayav. That's what they said. Pshia she'ena gemura. There's no din tchilos of pshia v'soifa b'oinus. I mean, let's say tzrifa d'urban, it would have been a pshia she'ena gemura. The emes is it's a pshia gemura l'chara according to these Rishonim. But let's say tzrifa d'urban, it would have been a pshia she'ena gemura. Then you wouldn't be chayav, because even though it's oinish shabu machmas of pshia, but the pshia is not the mechayav. The mechayav is the kabbalah sachrayis. I was mekabel achrayis for gnei v'aveda. I was mekabel for oinus. Here it was oinus. I was mekabel achrayis for gnei v'aveda. That's a pshia. That's a pshia for gnei v'aveda. But a gneva veda that was ba'inus and not a kabbalah chayis. Oh, so the only thing is we have to check, and this I was wondering last night. So this is a nice theory. It explains all the tishoyne about pshia sheni gemura, very good shema. But the only thing is this: the din of tchilos of b'shir v'soif ba'inus is not only by shomer. Tchilos of b'shir v'soif ba'inus is also by niske mamon, like an agamara. I was Pesheya, and my D could have jumped down from the roof, and instead it fell down from the roof and broke the same cave. That's also called Tchilos HaBashir B'Soifa B'Oinus. This is also totally in the Mechaytas. Is that true that by Niske Mamon, the Pshia is a Siba Mechayavis? By Shomim, the Pshia is a Siba Mechayavis. By Niski Mammon is the Pshia Siv Machayavis. Oh, so you have the Pshia, but the Pshia is not called the Pshia, the Pshia is called the Maisa Mazik Biadayim. So Zorah Chais is the Siv Machayavis. But it's not Zorah Chais, it's the Pshia. I dug a bar. What's the dinner? Somebody dug a bar, and he. You know, it's for my theory to work, it has to work by Niski Mammon too. By the way, let me preface. Rav Shach has the kasha in the idea in the Avayas. He has the kasha on Rav Dreger. Rav Dreger, how can you say Pshat and Abaye is that the Pshi is Mechayev? But you have to then close Pshi of Soifu Bayin is by Niski Mammon too. By Niski Mammon, that's for sure that Pshi is not, that Pshi is not, that was possible, that Pshi is not Mechayev. Somebody who's Pesheyev is in his behemoth, but he let it walk around in somebody else's Rishus. And then there was the Einish, Loi Machmas of Pshia, the Vadi Nachayev. Right, I was. There will be case. And Rav Shach assumes for the other question that that's maybe it's not even so easy to find the case. But if somebody that Rav Shach assumes for the other question that by Niske Mammon the being Peshaya in allowing my shore to walk around loose. Is not by itself mechayev me. By a shomer, it could be. By a shomer, Craig says in Abaye that the minute you're pesheh in the you're pesheh in the behemoth, so that's it. You have to pay back the behemoth, like a ganav. The minute you steal the animal, you have to pay it back. Oh, you the minute you by a shomer also, I could hear it in Abaye. The minute you're pesheh in the shmir of the behemoth, you have to pay it back. Oh, you domov. But can't believe. Rav Shach says he can't believe that it's true by Niskim Mammon. That if I have if I let my shore walk around in the street, so that's it. I now become chayiv in nizokin. What nizokin? If I'm not chayiv in this game moment, till the nizokin happens. So there was a pshat kash I don't hear at all because Rabbi Craig only said it in Abaye. Who said these sugyas go like Abaye? Maybe in Chanami. Maybe Lufi Abaye is different. Maybe Lufi Abaye. Maybe that was only said by Shemin. Maybe by Niskim Mammon, you need to know Shemin Machmas Rav Shia. But I'm saying my theory is in Rabba, it's not in Abaye. My theory has to work in Niskim Mammon too. So that's what I was wondering. Is it true by Niskim Mammon? Is it true by Niskim Mammon also that the Shia is that my Shia is Mishab in the Chazal? Meaning, let's say you have a case where somebody. A similar case that we had like by the Gemara of the Erein Ksubos. Somebody dug a bar, and then he died, and after he died, somebody fell into the bar. Can you collect from the estate? For my theory to be true, we'd have to say, yeah, you could collect from the estate. Because I wasn't sure, I needed it, I was looking, why didn't I know this Gemara anywhere about it? I called up my youngest son-in-law, Eliyahu Ben Hassi, he's a Baki B'Shas. Then I asked him the shaila. So he said, "Yeah, but vasu kufay and hayim beis." So there's a gemara talking about vasu kufay and beis. Mom is this case. Somebody dug a bar, and while he was digging the bar, a shor fell in on top of him and killed him and buried him. And it says b'feirush the yorshim have to pay the damages to the shor. B'feirush gemara that even though he's dead, he died first. The shor fell on top of him. So even though he's dead, the Yoshim have to pay for the Niskeha. Anyway, the discussion is what if Shibud allowed the Raisa, so then there's no Yoshim. But Akaponim, that's what it said, if Shibud the Raisa, it says Beferish Nakamar that the Yoshim can collect from Beferish Nakamar. And it's also of Shimon in the beginning of Abakam, in the first Shimon, he also says that it discusses this issue. And he brings this Gemara, and first he wants to be Doichik, and then he's, in the end he says the advice is that that's true. You dig a bar and somebody falls, or for that matter, I guess any Pshir. You let your shor go into Niske Anizik. You know, you let your shor go into Rishus Anizik. And then he dies. And then while after he's dead, the shor walks around and eats up Paris, Rishus Anizik. So you have to, so the Nechasim and Meshubit. So you see the Paris that it's true by Niske Mammon as well. That the Pshir already, Pshir Gmur, Pshir Shening Mur, the Chor will be different in this case, if that's the case. But at least by Pshir Gmur, the Shibud Nechasim, the Pshir itself is Meshabed and Nechasim. The Pshir itself is the Sibas Achiyuv. And the Sibas Achiv is Meshabad and Nechasim for any damage that results as a result of the sheep.
And we said by the case when the sheep fell to the other person's Rishos Ba'onis, that you could just leave the sheep there. The whole reason you should be high in the first place is because of Pshir.
The Gemara said by Nafal Gina that if it fell in Ba'inus.
Right, exactly.
So then there's no Chiv, and then if it fell in Ba'inus, and as long as it doesn't leave that Aruga, the Ba'alim have no Chiv. So Rosh says, because no Vashilach has Bira. Yeah, that's where it fell in Ba'inus.
Right, exactly. And therefore, if the whole reason that you are.
Right. I mean, it's certainly true that, you see, but this I always knew, that Pshi is a Tanai. Because if my animal damages and I was honest, that's Agamara. My animal damages Ba'inus, I'm not Chayas. I'm not if Pshi is a Tanai. But normally, but I could have said, if Shimon over there that initially thinks that way, just he's stuck from this Gemara and could find hey. But I could have said, yeah, about if she is a Knai, if I'm not kosher, I have to be Shimon, I have to be Tisko, I have to be Pesher in order to be Chayav. But if she itself is not Meshabed and Nechosim until before anything happens. Now, when something happens as a result of my Pshia, so then I become Chayav. I think Gemara and somebody falls in, so when somebody falls in, I become Chayav. But in that Gemara, it says that in Kufayin Hay, it says that he dug a bar and then he died in the Shar Felder. And it doesn't matter, it's Nechasim ready Meshubit. So you see the Feresh, that the Pshia is Meshabit and Nechasim. According to these Rishonim, we're Mechalot, between a Pshia Gemur and a Pshia Sheini Gemur, it'll come out that that's only true by a Shibit, by a Pshia Gemur. And we understand the difference, because a Pshia Gemur, the Pshia itself is what's Mechayim. So that's the Sibis Achim is Meshabit and Nechasim. But if it's a Pshia Sheini Gemur, then what's Mechayim means the Kabbalah Sachrayas. Pshia Sheini Gemur means the Pshia that, like by Hashem Esochot, that Kabbalah Sachrayas is Mechayim. But by Niski Momen, maybe my Chiv Shmira, my Momen, that it shouldn't be Mazik is Mechayim, but not the Pshia itself. It's an Achrayas to give in. Achrayas is not cool, it's not Meshach Nechos. So that would not be enough. And that's exactly what Tseng Rabbi Chosu is Shiva Seifa Bainus. A Pshia Sheini Gemur is only a Kabbalah Sachrayas. Kabbalah Sachrayas is not the Sibas Achiv. You're not chayiv, and it's not even a shibud nechasim until the animal actually dies. And the animal died by oinus, and for oinus, you were mekabel achrayis. You were only mekabel achrayis for gneiva or aveda. Pshia gemur, the pshia itself is the mechayiv, but only it's only mechayiv. It's only the sibas achiv for the things that result from the pshia. That's the pshat in. So that's the difference between pshia gemur and pshia shein gemur. But that's pshat in the mekayisif as well. It's right. Gishmak in the mekayisif and our sugya. So it brings us all the way back to the mekayisif and our sugya. In the case of an asuk, is the chalak between the pshia of Karen and the pshia of Regel. It says, in the pshia of Regel, this is the chalos of pshia of a seifa bainus. But in the pshia of Karen, chatzin ezek, that's a chalos, that's there, to there you don't say chalos of pshia of a seifa bainus high. That's mamas to pshia. The chia, by pshia gemura, by Regel, we have pshia gemura. So then, by Regel, you need pshia gemura to be mechayim. So then the Pshia itself is the Mechayev. The Pshia itself is the Sibas Achiv. So it's closer to the Sibas Seifa Bainus. I don't care if it was Seifa Bainus. But the Pshia was Mechayev me for anything that results from the Pshia. But by Karen, there was no Pshia Gemura. There was a Pshia, very much a Pshia Sheni Gemura. So what's in the Mechayev me? What's Mechayev me is that it's my Mammon. And the Torah wants me to watch my Mammon. Like the Gemara says, why is there Chatzik Karen? Why is Karen Chatzik Nats? The Rechmana Kansi Kehechi the Lintere Luturit. Torah wants me to watch my shor, so it was mechayev me chatzin ezek. That's a chiyuv chatzin ezek that comes from the fact that Torah wants me to be shoyim with the shor. That's an achrayas to kedimus. I have achrayas in my shor that it shouldn't be minageach to the tune of chatzin ezek. So that's a low level. So that's a shmir that has to do with kabbalas achrayas. Kabbalas achrayas. That's not a sibas achiyuv. There's no chiyuv. There's not even a sibas achiyuv. There's no shibud nechosim until the animal actually damages. And if the animal actually damaged voinus because it fell, it didn't jump. So then, for that, I wasn't mekabel achrayis. Mamish, in such a case, the animal jumped to the top. It went to the top of the my gdi went to the ladder to go to the top of the kaisel. So on the level of Karen, and there's Caleb right next to the kaisel. So on the level of Karen, there's a mixed tree over here that maybe the animal's going to jump straight down and hit the Caleb. So I have a kabbalas achrayis that if my animal jumps down and breaks the Caleb, b'shinui, then I have to pay chatzin ezek because that much kabbalas achrayis I have. But I only have kabbalas achrayis for a nezik of pshia, the animal jumps down. But if the animal then falls down, that's oinus. For oinus, I wasn't mekabel achrayis. Either oinus resulted from my pshia. That doesn't matter. I was not mekabel achrayis for oinus. I was mekabel achrayis for a nezik of pshia. But when it's the pshia gemura, then the pshia itself is a sibas achiv. The pshia itself is mechayim me. For what? It's a sibas achiv. It's meshabed by nechosim that I have to pay for anything that results from the pshia. Okay, I think it's a good starting point. Okay. Okay, we're almost there. I wanna see the Ramban over there inside a Gimel, in Bamsi inside a Gimel. Inside, because the Ramban is very, it's the Ramban about Shir Gmur, Shir Shein Gmur, but the Ramban has a very, this is Zalman in the bottom of the Ramban. This is Zalman was the first one that we put out a new edition of the Ramban. So there's a lot of ideas from this is Zalman in the bottom of the Ramban. So this is Zalman has points after this. The last paragraph there in the Ramban is Mamish Dovet Gmur. I want to take a look at that. I want to see the Rashban Asagil, because the Rashban is a little bit different than Ukiyosef. We saw it, I think we mentioned it, but I want to come back to that. And I do have an ambition to look at the sugya. See if there's time. To look at the sugya of Baba Kamen and Beis and Beis. It's also on the original Maariv Mekhenis with the Ravid about the Shvarim and Gemolim. The Ravid there has very mechudish things to say about Chilasim Shiva Sefer Ba'inus, and everybody has a different take on it.
Yeah. What's like the